The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
And welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard, the local podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. You know, local businesses are the lifeblood of what we do here at Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. And this week's business in our backyard is JM Construction, and I have Mario Hernandez. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, first, tell me about yourself and how you came to be with this company.
Well, first of all, my name is Mario Hernandez. JM Construction Services actually started 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and my business partner, Jerry Moore, he couldn't be here. We both come from drywall family. He did it for 30 plus years, and I've been doing it since I was in middle school through high school, college.
Bless your heart.
it's tough work, but that's what we learned. So that's what we've been doing.
My husband and I did some renovations to his parents' house, and I thought it was a cruel joke that that drywall sheetrock was named Lift Light.
Yeah.
Until I ran into an old man who said, "You should have lifted the gypsum that we used to to use."
Oh yeah.
Have you ever used that?
Oh yeah, I used it for a lot of years, and we don't do a lot of physical work anymore. you know, because we're running around everywhere. But I did it for a long time. Yes.
So, what's the biggest thing that you enjoy about your job here?
I love seeing you know, turning customers' dreams into reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to customers and saying, "Hey, you know, what can we do with this? You know, I just don't think we can do anything about it." And just making, you know, get, you know, making their house or whatever, even if it's just a simple bathroom remodel, just making it, you know, making it beautiful for them. Whatever they want, we try to make it for them. So.
Now, do you just do residential homes or do you do commercial buildings?
Yeah, no, we do both residential and commercial. We do a lot of commercial work as well.
Okay. So. What is the most challenging thing?
Challenging thing. I want to say, if I say something, maybe, I don't want to say turnover, but it's a lot of, a lot of people that come
in. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
And, a lot of people that come in and they think drywall is easy. they you know, they'll come and they'll try it out, and you know, they don't last long. Yeah, they don't last long, maybe a week or two, and they head out. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So keeping employers.
I mean, you need to be able to lift like what, 50 pounds to be able to do that job?
Yeah. At least 50 pounds. Yeah. It's a heavy, especially with drywall. It's a lot of things that's drywall. You know, we have hangers, finishers, and sanders, and hangers get the bulk of the lifting the heavy, because mm-hmm. they're the ones that hang it, ceiling, walls, it's just everywhere. So it's tough.
It is tough. And then I can tell you, if we didn't have a ceiling thing, lifter, whatever that's called.
Right.
Yeah,
we don't use them. It slows
you don't
down.
Use you don't use
yeah,
those?
It's all hand. It's
oh,
all
oh no.
We get on step ladders or scaffold, depending on the height, or stilts. I don't know if you've seen
stilts. I've seen them.
That's what we use. It just it makes production, you know,
go faster.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So what's one tool that you always carry in your toolbox, no matter what project you're doing?
Toolbox. I really don't have a toolbox anymore. but what I do carry in my truck is a tape measure or a laser that measure to help me. Me and my business partner do a lot now. It's just go around and measure jobs, and that's tape measure pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest problem that your team has solved in the past year?
Problems. You know what? I really haven't had any problems. You know, we're running into some, like, for example, now how the weather is and how
I was going to say, isn't the weather a problem?
but we try to prep we started actually prepping today for those cold days coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 5-6 houses that were in the second stage of drywall, so we need to make sure we keep it warm so it won't crack, and you know, to produce a quality work job.
Does
so.
It crack?
Oh yeah, yeah. It can freeze overnight, and if it freezes,
really,
and literally, you can touch it and it just falls off the wall or the ceiling or wherever you apply the drywall.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. So who's your mentor?
Mentor, I have to say my dad.
Your dad?
He's the one that that pretty much started. You know, that showed us the ropes. And since I can remember, since I've been here in Alabama, I was 8, 9, me and my brother, we started going to jobs. You know, he's the one that taught us how to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd have to say my dad.
Is your dad still with you?
Oh, yeah, he actually works for me now.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. He taught me the ropes, and he works for us now, so yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm talking with Mario Hernandez of JM Construction, and we'll be right back.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young, and we're talking with Mario Hernandez of JM Construction. And so how many projects do you have going at one time?
Currently, for example, right now we have, and I want to say, just the top of my head, maybe 10 to 15 projects going on at mm-hmm. one time.
How many of those are residential?
I want to say half and half, like 7 or 8 of them are residential, and the rest are offices, commercial.
Mm-hmm. So where do you get your business?
Oh man, a lot of it is we do a lot of work for builders,
mm-hmm.
builders, and you know that's what they do, and they contact us. Also, we get a lot of homeowners. Homeowners are contact just word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's we get a lot of business like that.
So what do you for you said bathrooms? Mm-hmm. What other renovation projects do you do?
We do not only drywall. We do drywall. We do. Trim installation, like your doors, your bays, your crown, obviously any interior, exterior painting, we do. We do a lot of acoustical ceilings, drop ceilings.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do tons of those, metal framing, insulation. So, we can do a full remodel job from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what area do you serve? What area do you go? Do you go all around East Central Alabama or just?
And we go from east, we have a couple of jobs going on in Heflin, a couple banks.
Okay.
Got a bank in Ramburn, a bank in Heflin. We'll go all the way to Auburn. We'll go to Cedar Bluff. We got a couple of jobs going there.
Up there.
All Birmingham, Mountain Brook, Vestavia, all that Birmingham area. We mm-hmm. go there.
Mm-hmm.
We're everywhere. Wherever there's work, we go.
Wherever there's work.
We go.
I hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear you. So, what's your favorite project that you've done?
Favorite project?
Something you're most proud of.
Well, there's a lot of them. The one that I can think of, last year we finished the Texas Roadhouse in Oxford.
Okay.
Alabama. We did all their drywall, their acoustical ceilings, their stainless steel FRP that goes on the walls. We painted it inside and out. And I think that's one of them. One of many. We do tons, so. But yeah.
What's the quirkiest job you've ever done? Strangest.
We do a lot of those as well. I mean, we do beautiful homes that have weird rounded walls, stairwells that go everywhere. I mean, I won't say they're quirky. They're nice when they're done. They're hard projects to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
When we finished our basement, the builder said, I've never done a room with 21 corners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, well, it was because the basement stairs came down sort of right in the middle of the closet. So you kind of had to work around all of that.
Oh, yeah. We get quite a bit of those, especially out there in the Mount Brook area.
Mm-hmm.
We get tons of that.
Yeah. So you're a new advertiser with us, and we appreciate that. So what do you think, what is your goal as far as?
Honestly, probably to get the more local work. Like, I mean, we're based out of Sylacauga, Childersburg area, right there off of 280. And we do work in the Childersburg, Sylacauga area, mm-hmm. but we don't do as much as we like to. You know, we like to stay local. So, yeah, I mean, we love to serve, you know, give our services here locally.
So how can people get in touch?
You can do a website. It's www.jmconstructionsvcs.com mm-hmm. or my cell phone, 256-510-0827.
256-510-0827. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, thank you for being with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for joining us, too. Join us each week as we feature local businesses in and around our area. And if you like what you've seen and heard, be sure and share us with your friends.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations, Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?